Blog Talk Radio.
On my end, it was pretty fucking cool. That was Slayer from Abolished Government. Well, really, I believe that was it's a cover song, TSOL, True Sounds of Liberty. I'm Jay Davis, it's Paranoid Afraid, and I'm broadcasting what appears to be the last show from the Above Ground Bunker. Again, I am minus one Jacob Curran. Jacob, should you be listening now? Probably not, because you should be in class doing adult things. When you listen to the podcast later, Jacob Curran, I love you, man, and we miss you around here. So, I'm afraid back again, and, well, kind of a little bit, I think there's a little bit to talk about today. So, let me tell you first that Paranoid Afraid invites your calls. I invite calls from parents who are dealing with the system here in the state of Nebraska. Parents are dealing with legal kidnapping throughout the country. I invite calls most assuredly from the calls I invite the most are from child welfare professionals. I would love the opportunity to speak on air with somebody from the Nebraska Families Collaborative, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, or any of their subcontractors, like the Nebraska Children's Home Society, affiliated organizations such as the Child Saving Institute, Project Harmony, law enforcement officials. I would love to have the opportunity to talk about some of these issues with the people who are on the front line. And by front line, I mean the offensive line. The true front line soldiers in this battle are not the police officers who accompany these investigators. The true frontline soldiers in this fight are the parents whose rights are trampled daily by overzealous investigators, shoddy investigators, it's a damn shame. And the reason for this show is to expose some of the tactics, and maybe not even tactics. In my experience with some of these CPS, DHHS, NFC, whatever you want to call them, my experience with these people has been that they are undereducated, undertrained, and overzealous. These are people who come to your home with an agenda. These are people who do not, under any circumstances, conduct what could be deemed a thorough investigation. These are people whose only objective is to destroy your family. And Paranoid Afraid is here to make sure that doesn't happen. So, I invite your calls. I'm going to extend the usual. Jeff Vandenberg, please give me a call. You can call us here at 646-787-8525. Anybody, as a matter of fact, doesn't have to be Jeff. Listeners, call in. You can call 646-787-8525. This is Jay Davis at Paranoid Afraid. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Some interesting developments kind of recently. I invite anyone who's listening to go to YouTube and search out the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. in some of the recent videos that they've posted. It's fairly interesting. At a minimum, it might give you some insight as to what's going on within the DHHS. I think it's very funny. The most recent training videos that have been posted are videos relating to how to properly document cases in their whatever you want to call it, their software system, their parent tracking system, their information sharing system. Most interestingly, a training video that was recently posted, and I'll post a link to this later, so anyone who's listening later, which I assume most of you are, considering no one knew the show was going live at this time, the most recent training video posted by these guys is one, it sounds like we got a leak here in the studio, it's one that describes the new system for recording information for court reports. Those of you who are not in the know, court reports are what case managers, FPS workers, family preservation specialists, whatever you want to call them, agents of change, whatever you want to call them, this is what they use to convey their observations. And if you can't see, I've got the finger quote thing going on. This is how they convey their wishes for the family to the court. And again, I'm just speaking for mine. And honestly, I think I'm speaking for quite a few parents out here. In my experience, the court report is about 27 pages of bullshit. It's a sworn statement. It's signed. It's notarized. It's presented to the court. All honesty, it's evidence. It's testimony. It's testimony about the family that's involved. It's testimony about the parents involved. And it's sworn to. And as such, anything that's contained in that report, in my opinion, and I'm no legal scholar by any means, but in my opinion, anything contained in this report, which contains a signature where agent of change, or the CPS worker, the social worker, the FPS, puts their signature to this thing and attests to the truthfulness of everything within it, the validity of every statement made within this report. But it's all bullshit. It's signed off by a supervisor. It's also signed off here in the Eastern Service Area, where NSC is in control of things. It's signed off on not only by the FPS's supervisor, but also by a member of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. So these go through what are supposed to be a rigorous fact check. It's, again, it's been my understanding and my experience that the fact-checking is obviously not very good. So, anyways, go to YouTube, check out the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. It'll at least offer a little insight as to how these people do what they do. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. And after the break, we got a little bit of interesting news, and I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get myself in by talking about it, but it should provide at least some entertainment. Again, we invite your calls. Well, I do. Jake McKern is no longer here. I'm in the above-ground bunker. This is going to be the last show from the above-ground bunker. We're heading back underground. The phone number is going to be the same. Give us a call, 646-787-8525. CPS, DHHS, NFC, whatever you want to call yourselves, I invite your calls. Parents, questions? If you've got questions, give me a call. I'll do what I can to help answer them. I have access to a huge
library of state records, of state rules and regulations, administrative policies and memos. If you've got questions, give us a call, 646-787-8525. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's like a dribble to a cold end, and like a shower bobbing around hate. Well, I'm gonna take your brain and trouble load, and well, I won't have it. What's up with papers and magazines? I know the shut boy chooses what he will not see. You thought it started, how can it be? When love for hate is the basis for reality. Another headline, another batch. Another homophobic, don't be nothing up for touch. Insanity, well.
Whoa, that was an abrupt cutoff. Back from break. This is Jay Davis, Paying Up Parade, on Blog Talk Radio. So, I mentioned before the break when I invited calls from DHHS, NFC, parents involved with these agencies, if you'll call them that. I guess what I'd like to talk about going forward. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that there are people listening who can use some of this information. What I would like to talk about is a family's right to due process guaranteed under both the 4th and the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, part of what is important to remember is that as parents, being investigated by an agency like the Department of Health and Human Services, you have rights. Your family has rights. Your children have rights. You as parents have rights. And that's what's most important. I guess most importantly would be the fact that the children have rights. But the children have no idea how to, assert these rights. It's your responsibility as parents to protect these rights and assert them on behalf of your children. But the right, the constitutional rights that I believe and that I have seen personally and from afar that is trampled regularly and religiously by CPS, not just here in Nebraska, but in my investigation all over the country. There are families' constitutional rights are being trampled, destroyed, ignored, not only by these agents, the CPS workers, the investigators, but also by county attorneys, guardians ad litem, public defenders, judges. It's ridiculous and disgusting when American citizens' rights are completely thrown out the window the minute you're introduced into juvenile court. First, I'd like to talk about, federal courts have held for many, many, many years that government has no right to intrude in a family's life, and that a government, it's supposed to be, well, let me say this in the words of beloved Supreme Court Justice Brandeis: decency, security, and liberty alike demand that government officials shall be subject to the rules of conduct that are commands to the citizen. In the government of laws, existence of government will be imperiled
if it fails to observe the law scrupulously. That's a little wordy. But Justice Brandeis goes on to say, our government is the potent, omnipresent teacher. For good or ill, it teaches the whole people by example. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy. Let me tell you, hear me prediction, Justice Brandeis. That was written in an opinion, U.S. versus Homestead, in 1928. It's saying, if the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. The government has become a lawbreaker. And we're going to boil it down, not just to, you know, we're going to go all the way down on the microscopic scale of the family court system, CPS workers, bogus claims, failure to investigate, perjury. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. Fear, pain, unafraid, I take that to heart. I, Jason Davis, have become a law unto myself because I have nothing but contempt for the law at this point because the government is a lawbreaker. CPS, and I'm going to quote this. You know what? CPS has been allowed to bastardize and emasculate the Constitution, the rights of citizens. It's dangerous when government officials are allowed to have unfettered access into our homes, our lives, our families. It's dangerous to allow them to continue to violate the Constitution. We are a people that are ruled by law, not by feelings. And if the courts allow states and their agencies to continue to rule by feelings and not by law, we become a nation without law. And that makes this a very dangerous place to live. Fourth Amendment, the right of the American citizen to due process of law and equal protection under the law. Well, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin. I was a little unprepared for this show today. I just knew it was our last day in the above ground bunker, and I wanted to get out here and say something. But I have some case law to cite that, please, I want parents out there to understand that you have rights. The state's unwarranted intervention into your life and oftentimes, again, been my experience, that coerced agreements, the way that CPS tries to get around due process is they try to impose or try to get a parent to agree to a voluntary placement. And of course, in doing so, they twist your arm. What they tell you is, you know, you need to sign this paper. You need to voluntarily let your kid go temporarily somewhere else. And if you don't, we're just going to take them indefinitely. They use threats. They use bullying. They use coercion. And courts have long held that that kind of coercion is clearly a violation of your right to due process under the law. I can quote you from Supreme Court decisions, some federal court decisions. Let me find a real good one here, because I know I'm running out of time and I know I'm babbling. I'm going to go into a little bit of the coercion thing and also the fact that on the affidavits that these CPS workers are required to produce or required to swear to in order to get an order for a judge to allow the removal of children. Oftentimes, the information that they give on these affidavits, even though it's sworn testimony, is knowingly false. The information provided oftentimes has not been corroborated. Social workers, I'm quoting now from an opinion in Snell versus Turner that came out of the 10th Circuit in 1990. Social workers investigating claims of child abuse are entitled only to qualified immunity. Assisting in the use of information known to be false, further an investigation is not subject to absolute immunity. Meaning, in the words of Rocky, well, not Rocky, Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, he's not a machine. He bleeds. I guess that was Rocky's team talking about Ivan Drago. He's not a machine. He's a man. They do not have absolute immunity. These people walk around parading their DHHS badges, valiantly proclaiming to be saviors of the children and families of the state of Nebraska, thinking that they can do no wrong, thinking that no matter what they do, they serve a higher purpose, and they answer to no one, especially not the Constitution, especially not the citizens of this country, especially not the court. Let me read from one more. This came out of the First Federal Circuit in 1989 in Germany versus France. Quote, caseworker who intentionally or recklessly withheld potentially exculpatory information from an adjudicated delinquent or from the court itself was not entitled to qualified immunity. Furthermore, it makes me mad when I get to think about this stuff. Section 1983 of the United States Constitution. The American citizen against deprivations of their constitutional rights. CPS, and especially here in Nebraska, deprives citizens of their rights on a daily basis. Especially one Jeff Vandenberg. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that considering that there's a lawsuit going. Jeff, you know what you did. Oh, I invite these calls. I will be back in the underground bunker by Monday. I'm sorry. I was eating a Dorito. Holy cow. Can't believe I did that. I'll be back in the bunker Monday evening. One amazing thing and something that I will be able to report on Monday evening when you hear from us again is the fact that the Nebraska Children and Families Foundation recently extended an invitation to your to their annual Changemakers Luncheon and Awards Banquet. Why the invitation was extended to me, I have no idea. This is going to be interesting. If you recall, a while back, I invited Viv Ewing, the VP of Public Relations at the Nebraska Families Collaborative. I invited her on the show. All my calls went unanswered. Viv Ewing happens to be on the event committee for this this awards banquet, which proclaims to be an award ceremony, I guess, for people who are change makers, advocates for children in the state of Nebraska and beyond. Well, you know what? I'm definitely in that category, I suppose. But I certainly don't fit the typical guest list. I don't even own a tuxedo, nor have I ever rented one. But it's going to be interesting. So Monday evening, be sure to listen in because we're going to be broadcasting again from the newest undisclosed location. And I'll tell you now, it's going to be back underground. Look, I apologize again for this horribly
unplanned for episode of Paranormal Afraid.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, but we've got a caller. Hold on here. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, it's Paranormal Afraid.
Hello. Hey, Dave.
Ernie, is that you?
Oh, yeah, Jay Davis, it's me, Ernie.
Ernie, how you been?
Oh, Ernie, good. Jay Davis, Ernie out of gas. On my way, they're going to file a lawsuit against the devil down in Laredo, Texas. Ernie run out of gas. Jay Davis, can you send me $20?
Ernie? I will send you $20, buddy. We got about 90 seconds, and then we're done. This is Paranormal Afraid, Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry about the lackadaisical approach of things. I love you, listeners, the whole four of you that you are. I will see you on Monday.
Like a dribble to a cold end, and like a shower bubbling around hate. All the shit your brain is overloading. Well, I won't have it. What's up the paper?